Now, volume 5. This is letter number 1283. And this is Baruch Hashem dated at the 8th day of Kislev in Tovshin Yud Beis. This is 1942. Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter, and also with the special note, the Pidyon Nefesh, dated the first Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And the Rebbe says, you asked forgiveness in the letter that you didn't write up till now. So he's asking the Rebbe forgiveness. The Rebbe says, I don't know why you have to ask forgiveness, the Rebbe says, for not writing. I mean, that's not something that, you know, you have to ask forgiveness. Number two, so now that you have a desire to write, the Rebbe says, you don't mention the main thing that you should have started with. That you're already writing, you should have started. What does you have to write about? You should write about the time that you set up to learn Torah. See how you have to write what you're studying in the revealed part, in the Hasidic part, and on your influence in your surrounding community. You see, the Rebbe always demands and expects from the people, A, themselves, that they should study and learn and all parts of Torah. But the Rebbe always emphasizes that you also should influence your environment. You should be making a difference in other people's life. And the Rebbe says, like we find our leaders, they demanded from each one that we must be like candles, that lights that shine, illuminate the darkness. So when you are in a place and you light the candle, so you illuminate, you bring light, you bring life, you bring joy.
Anyone could be a leader then, right?
That's the Rebbe, the Rebbe demanded anyway. But the Rebbe says especially that he, apparently this person lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe says, you live in a place where the verse says, Eina Hashem Elokecha b'mereishon dach rishono. It says, the eyes of God are there from the beginning to the end of the year. Hashem pays special attention to the land of Israel. So therefore, over there, things need to be with more force, with more strength. So certainly the Rebbe says, in your next letter, you will let me know about all the above and also about your activities in spreading out the wellspring to the outside during the month of redemption, which is the month of Kislev. Now, and the with blessings for a lot of Yiddish and Hasidish and Nachas from all your children and Hasidish and Nachas also from yourself and your wife, may they live. And here you see again how the Rebbe sort of building up everybody to get involved and not to stand, you know, idly by the side. And you know, I talked about it on Shabbos, and not everybody was here Shabbos. But one of the things that I was talking about is that the Rebbe taught us to care about other people. Basically, a lot of people live lives that are mostly selfish. You know, they live for themselves and they don't really care what happens to other people. You know, and you know, we were talking about a specific incident in which I was sort of blown away how people, even if it doesn't cost them anything, or even if they can help out, be helpful, they just sit back and the other person can, you know, can suffer. The other person can be in trouble. They don't care. They just do their things, and they just. And it's just, you know, it's very surprising. It's shocking. Shocking how people, but then on the other hand, you see the Rebbe is the extreme on the other side. He says you must extremely care about everybody, even people that you don't know, even people that you haven't met. You have to care about them and you have to make a difference in their lives. The Rebbe says don't live just for yourself. You have to go ahead and make a different people's life. And I guess, you know, that's the specialty, what makes the Rebbe unique. And you know, as I believe Jonathan Sachs said about the Rebbe, he says, you know, it's just one of them. He says, you know, most great leaders, you know, gather great people around them, you know. So if you come to, let's say, you meet up with a great leader, he immediately solicits you. He wants to make you a supporter. He wants to make you a follower. He wants to make you. I don't think we should mention his name in the show. No. I'm not getting to poppy. It was just
Jewish people.
Just to offset. No. But the Rebbe says that just the opposite. So this is very, very, very hard.